Hi all, myself Dr. Atul Pawar, and today we'll be taking further with medical legal issues chapter. Let's start with it. The objective of this chapter would be to understand what is medical legal case, what is a consent, what is meant by confidentiality, and what is meant by medical negligence. So let's start with what is medical legal case. The case requiring a medical treatment at the same time involves information to be shared with the law enforcing authorities, such as intimation to be given to the police, is called medical legal. Now, understanding what exactly medical legal case would come into, either it would be an outpatient or an indoor patient. Medical legal records are important legal documents which are accepted as a documentary evidence by medical legal cases. Accurate and adequate written good medical records serves as a big shield of defense in different type of MLC cases. Different type of medical legal cases. All road traffic accidents, such as highway road accidents, as Government of India is providing free ambulance service to shift the patient with a golden period to defy the pace of treatment. So timely medicine and emergency assessment can be provided to the needy people. All rail traffic accidents, such as railway accidents, blast in Mumbai locals or something like that. Burns, usually deep-seated third-degree burns. Skulls, usually caused by moisture. Hanging, such as suicide, homicidal, death by hanging in the police custodies. Electrocutions given by the police custody leading to death, death in industrial fire outbreaks or short circuits. Poisoning, drowning, bomb blast, vital leak, all air and sea accidents, all other cases having legal implications, assaults, legal interventions such as caused due to stampede or police lathi charge, natural disasters like earthquake, lightning, volcanoes, floods, etc., molestations like rape, kidnapping, or husband beating wife for domestic violence or child abuse, inhalation of gas, vapors, fall from height, brought dead in a hospital premises, industrial accidents, animal bite, bullet injury, hijacking, hostage taking, terrorist or seized crime cinema, or probably any trauma, possession of firearms with intent to injury, anything related to smuggling. This all comes under MLC. Formalities for an MLC. MLC has to be registered with entry of name, age, sex, date, time, IP number. Type of MLC is done in emergency register. All MLC are registered in Central Medical Legal Register in hospital casualty for a serious patient admitted in the hospital. A case is examined, a case sheet is written by casualty medical officer. MLC accident register prepares three copies. One copy for the hospital record, second given to the patient or their relatives, and third copy for the police intimation. The original PI form should be dispatched to the assigned police station as quickly as possible, but not later than 24 hours. And the signature of the relieving police officer should be obtained as evidence of intimation to the confirmed department. Most of the government hospital police station are situated inside the hospital premises. All hospital documents must be signed by the patient or their relatives. Always retain the identification which will be helping in determining the person identity with the left thumb impression. Why exactly left thumb impression? Left thumb is least used by the person as most persons are right-handed. So making the left is better preserved, which can be documented by taking left thumb impression, is the normal understanding. Nature of injury. Whether the injury caused during the MLC is simple, grievous, or opinion reserved. In the case of opinion reserved, the nature of wound is given in the wound certificate, a letter date of with expert opinion, such as after consultation with general surgeons, orthopedic, plastic surgeon, or neurosurgeon. When a wound certificate requisition is given to the medical record department, either by patient or by police, the wound certificate is obtained from casualty medical officer who has written the details of the accident. If the nature of injury is grievous, it should be explained in the details of grievous wounds according to section 320. The grievous wounds would be excrimination, like depriving of male of masculine organ, permanent privatization of sight of eye or disfigurement or loss of visual hair reserve, permanent loss of hearing, privatization of any member, destruction of permanent impairments of powers of any member of the joint, permanent disfiguration of head or face, fracture of or dislocation of bone or tooth, any hurt which endangers life, which may cause the victim to be a severely body pain or unable to follow ordinary pursuits, that is during any work period for 20 days. How to write a medical legal case? For an RTA or a road traffic accident, which includes which car it was, which cycle or bicycle it was, mode of transport has to be mentioned. If possible, mention the number of the vehicle from which the incident has happened. Write the following details in a case file for the medical record purpose: mode of the accident, mode of the time of accident, place of accident, brought by the relative, condition of the patient of the accident, condition of the patient at the time of admission, and type and nature of the site of injury to be classified. If at all there are some identification marks which have been there in the patient, please mention that marks also. Sign at the end of the case so that both patient and relatives are accompanied and whoever is there as a witness. Identification marks, it is better to write down at least 3 identification marks, if not 2 are been recorded by the chance of losing one due to amputation of the body part or by the healing of the surgical wounds. Assault, as alleged by or known by, has to be written into the during the assault, or with what exactly it was the assault was being created, by hand, knife, weapon or by any other means. In railway accident MLC, write as which allied railway track accident happened and from due to which possible means, whether the accident happened due to fall or with train colliding to the person or probably train accident that way. Poisoning, write as allegedly heavily consumed and like consumed, like we have to actually visualize which actual poison has to be consumed, if at all possible. Mention the name of the poison which, or the bottle which has been, from which the poison has been consumed. Send urine sample, blood sample and gastric contents of the food items which are been consumed by the patient to the forensic examination. Drowning, allegedly how exactly the drowning has happened, whether it was freshwater, seawater, pond or tank. In drowning cases, it is always to look for lung specimen during autopsy, as one can find foamy and bloated lung features as alveoli and filled with water. Burns, write as how the burns are been and the site of the burns. Always write the percentage of the burn. Always take history from the patient if the patient is conscious. If the patient is unconscious, take the history from the nearest relative. Natural disaster, alive due to earthquake, lightning or volcanoes. In such type of untold events, usually mass casualty, the term mass casualty will apply only if it is the number more than 5. Molestation, as allied by rape or any other person. The patient should be examined by gynecologist only. All patients' belongings such as clothes, undergarments or hair samples and fingernails has to be preserved. Kidnapping, if it has happened to be a MLC for a kidnapping, alleged person to have kidnapped, or a known person or a single person or a group, wife or husband beating, or a case of domestic violence, a medical legal is register provided one of them is insisting on. Right as alleged have beaten up by either husband or a wife, and role of witness to confirm whether the occurrence of such episode in the family is very important. Child abuse, write the name of the child abused by and a type of domestic violence the child has gone through. Usually involves case of master beating the servants or a stepmother beating the stepchild. In electrocution, always mention the entry and the exit wound. The method of police custody and procedures or overdoing can lead to custodial death and can lead to police inquest. Breaking the death news, it is a very important part in the healthcare, where breaking the death news is important. prepare yourself presentable before leaving the recursion room. Ensure that you are speaking with the correct relative of the decrease. Introduce yourself, who you are, to the patient's relative. Take the relatives to separate room. Ask them to sit before breaking the news. Speak slowly. Keep the sentences short, non-technical while communicating the information. Never use the words like passed away or gone to better place, etc. Death certificate. Following are the measures taken while issuing the death certificate. The death certificate should be issued only by the registered medical practitioner. No certificate is to be issued without examining the person. In case of any suspicion or foul play, death certificate must not be issued and the matter should be brought in the police authority. Physician must ensure about the cause of death before issuing the certificate. During issuing the death certificate, using terms such as cardiopulmonary arrest or respiratory failure are not acceptable. Remember, everyone dies of cardiopulmonary arrest. So listing cardiac arrest or respiratory arrest as a cause of death is not sufficient. Instead, notation stating the events leading to death such as respiratory arrest secondary to hanging is required, or cardiac arrest due to long-lasting disease is required. During the issuing of death certificate for the second time due to any reason, the term duplicate must be mentioned. Physician should not issue death certificate if he has not attended the patient during his last illness or at least in the last 14 days before his death. As per the Central Birth and Death Registration Act, which came into effect in 1970, it is obligatory to inform the matter to registered authority about the cause and nature of the death with copy of the death certificate. The limit of registering the event of the birth is 14 days and limit of registering death is 7 days. In case of default, Rs. 50 is to be imposed. Under no circumstances, a medical practitioner will sign a blank certificate before the death of the patient. Leave the task of filing the details to someone else. Whoever issues or signs a certificate related to any fact, knowing or believing that such a certificate is false in any material point, shall be punished in same matter. Issuing a false certificate by a registered medical practitioner may lead to ensure the name of the practitioner from the medical register. So it is wise to maintain a register which will contain the details of medical certificate issued by the medical practitioner. The registration of birth and death was passed by Parliament in 2023. The Act amends the registration of birth and death. The key features of the amendments are digital birth certificates, linking Aadhaar details of the parents and information of the birth certificate, create centralized database that manages both death and birth records and updates National Population Register. Death certificate by the government. Death certificates are usually issued by municipality or corporation as per the death register. International death certificate recommended by who? The source of collecting mortality data. The concept of underlying cause of death is essence of IDC. The death certificate is issued in three components: disease condition directly leading to death, antecedent cause or morbid condition if giving rise to death, contributing to the death but not related to disease or condition using it. This is some example of a medical death certificate form. Sudden infant death. Any infant who dies who have a reason of suspected infant death syndrome should be reported to medical examiner for autopsy, because the diagnosis of SIDS cannot be established without autopsy, such as the case of increased incidences of female infanticide, especially prevalent in Rajasthan, Haryana and UP. Consent. A legal patent for informed consent in the United States arises in the court in 1940 in New York State, in which a patient with tumor underwent an operation to which he did not agree. The New York justice has his opinion. Every human being of adult age, sound mind, has right to determine what shall be done with his own mind, own body, and the surgeon who performs the operation without his consent commits assault for which is liable in damage. The landmark opinion established the concept of consent as an integral part of the fundamental perspective for the person's bodily integrity. The actual phase of informed consent entered American judiciary in 1957 in Californian medical malpractice cases. Consent is fundamental and established principle in Indian law. Every person has a right to determine what shall be done to his body. Self-defense of the body provides the right to protection of bodily integrity against invasion by other. All medical practice procedures, including examination, diagnostic procedures, and medical research on the patient, potentially act as a bodily trespass or assault in absence of consent or sanitary sanctions. The treatment and diagnosis cannot be forced on anyone who does not wish to receive them in sanitary sections. What consent means? Consent means free, voluntary agreement or compliance. Under Section 13 of Indian Contract Act lays down that two or more persons are said to be in consent with each other when they agree upon same thing in same manner. In consent, there are three separate but correlated elements that are voluntary, capacity and knowledge. Voluntary means willingness, capacity means degree of ability of the patient to understand the nature, knowledge means sufficient amount of information about the nature and consequences of a treatment. Negative consent. As per this section, any consent given under the following five circumstances will not be true consent, but will be treated as forced consent. Analysis of this section shows that consent is not true consent if it is given by a person under the fear of injury, by a person who is under misconception of the facts, and the person who obtains consent knows that he has reason or belief or consent in consequences of such fear or misconception. Intoxicated person who is of unsound mind, unable to understand the nature and the consequences of which he can be given consent, a person who is below 12 years of age, of a person under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Who can give consent? Adulthood in India is achieved at age of 18, but a person above age of 12 can give consent for medical treatment. For a person under 12 years of age, of unsound mind, in whose lawful custody has been taken by the guardian, can give the consent. Local parent. In emergency involving children, when their parent or guardians are not available, consent is taken from the person in charge of the child. For example, school teacher can give consent for the treating child who becomes sick during picnic away from the hometown, and the consent of the principal of the residential school. Age of consent for the medical treatment is not officially laid down. There are obscure provisions made in Indian Penal Code which refers to validity of consent, which may occur from the act of the done in good faith or in individual benefit. When both IPC combined, one can conclude that there is an implication that parental consent is necessary for medical treatment or surgical procedures on minor. No one can give consent for any treatment on behalf of adult, but it is advisable to be on the safer side. The doctor should take the consent of next of kin. Local guardian can give the consent on behalf of a person only if the treatment is in emergency. When an unconscious patient is admitted in the hospital with no relative or local guardian accompanying, if the patient requires a life-saving procedure or surgery to be performed, then a consent can be taken from the medical superintendent or in charge of the hospital. Pathology autopsy should not be carried out without the consent of kin of the deceased. In case of consent for donation of organ, if organ after the death, the will of the deceased is enough. For example, if a patient has not pledged to donate his coronum after the death, his son or daughter can give consent for the same, and eyeball can be inoculated within 6 hours of the death, providing valid death certificate is available or is ready. Not taking consent is considered as a deficiency in medical services under Section 2, the Consumer Protection Act. The consent of one of the spouses necessary for the treatment of husband or wife has no right to refuse the consent of operation, which is required to safeguard the health of the partner. Under sections 87 and 91 of Indian Penal Code deals with consent, the 80th section lays down that the act is not an offense if it is not intended to be known likely to cause death, which causes harm to the person from whom the benefit is to be done in good faith with his consent and suffer to it. Thus, if a valid consent, if a surgeon operates on patient and patient dies on the operation table, then surgeon cannot be held responsible of a murder. person who are non-qualified in medical profession are not allowed to plea for this section, as they are said to do the act in good faith, says that the act is only done in good faith and it is done with due care and attention. Under section 91, it states that exception contained in section 87 and 89 do not extend to act which offences independent to harm which may cause to the person giving consent. Thus, causing miscarriage is an offence independently of harm which may cause or be intended to cause to woman, and consent of the woman or the guardian for causing such miscarriage does not justify the act. Bearing physical examination, any medical procedures require consent. It is important to note that whenever a male surgeon or a male gynecologist or a male physician examine a female patient, always maintain privacy. Keep female staff nearby, and in absence of female nursing staff, call the female relatives of the patient. Never do per-vaginal examination in unmarried female, as there is a risk of rupture of hymen and loss of virginity. Therefore, precautions male gynecologist should take if he is examining a female patient. Always do medical examination in presence of female staff. If an MTP or sterilization or hysterectomy is to be performed, the procedure must be explained to both partners, as it will affect the childbearing capacity in future. Written consent should refer to one of the specific procedures and not blanketed permission on admission of the hospital. It is safest side to take the consent of the spouse if the operation destroys or limits sexual functions, for example, partial amputation of penis in case of perineal carcinoma. While it is not legally necessary, it is good medical practice to consult with the relatives of the patient in patient's best interest, and one has to establish then the doctor can give the treatment in good faith. The consultation, consent and clinical confidence will never put doctor in any of the torturous cases. Prisoners and the persons released on the bail can be treated without their consents in interest of justice of the society. A registered medical practitioner can examine an accused by using reasonable force if examination is required by the investigating officer not below the rank of police sub-inspector, which lays down that whenever a person to be examined is female, in the examination shall be made only under the supervision of female registered medical practitioner. The obtaining of such evidence, it has to be held and is not violated of Indian Constitution, which grants protection against self-discrimination. It was so held by Bombay versus Katikalu case. The consent of the patient cannot be to the defense of the medical practitioner. Consent of the patient cannot be defense to medical practitioner in the cases of medical negligence. It can only be provide defense in medical practitioner when it is done with reasonable care, utmost precaution, good faith and with high degree of competency. If found under the influence of alcohol, then consent of such person will not be valid. So it is better to obtain consent from a guardian or a parent. Type of consent. Medical profession in India practices following type of consent. Implied consent, in which it is not written by legally effective, but such implies to goes to history of taking ordinary medicines like inspection, palpitation, auscultation. It does not cover the consent of examination of private parts of the patient or matters such as vein punctures or injections. Express consent. If any material risk is involved by the specific or express consent must be taken. The above discussion thus shows that in certain circumstances an implied consent may not be considered as sufficient. A good case of implied consent came before National Commission, where one of the witnesses had stated that once the consent of excision of biopsy through thoracotomy was given, the consent of removal of the mass was implied. The commission observed that the surgeon did not limit the operation to diagnostic purpose but can proceed with the same for curative purpose also. The oral consent is legally valid, but it is preferred to obtain written consent for major procedures because there is a risk involved that the patient in the case of oral consent may later stage deny that oral consent was not given by him. If for whatever reason only oral consent is possible, it is appropriate to make an entry into patient's clinical record book, which may be used in future if any action is brought on this count, and the entry in the clinical book record may form collaborative evidence of supporting the defense of the medical practitioner. Informed consent. This does not say that the same should be taken in writing. The emphasis is informed in the consent laid by them. In one of the cases of Janki S. Kumar, Dr. Janki S. Kumar versus Safrunisa, where the sterilization was done without the consent, it was observed that when one speaks of consent, that should be informed consent. The person who gives consent must be aware of the risk involved, and on that awareness, patient should be given consent. When, as indicated, patient was in general anesthesia, neither could she understand the risk involved nor she give the consent. It may be understood that it is only in the emergency or life saving that consent may be done away. Otherwise, the consent is necessary and in writing in an case where Dr. Shailesh Shah and Aparna Jayanand Rathod, the operation of appendix was performed without the written consent under the guise of removal of stitches, and no explanation was given for the second operation. The state commission found a doctor was deficient in service and was liable for compensation. In the case, the patient or the relatives who are more prone for the anxiety, for example, in the case of malignancy detected, doctor should use therapeutic privilege in interest of the patient and disclose the fact to the kin rather than to the patient. Try to take the consent in the same language the patient understands. This is because our country is vast and with different local languages. So try and take the consent or in English. Consent may be classified as general consent, special consent, high risk, and consent in case of emergency operation. General consent implies to the consent which has been taken. Special consent, when after surgery there is a chance of permanent disfigurement or like amputation of limbs or gas gangrene or any removal or sterilization, at that point of time, high risk, usually taken by anesthetic who has sedated the patient during surgery, and there is a risk of life involved due to multiple organ failure. Consent in case of emergency operations where life of the patient is to be saved and patient is unconscious, where no relatives are available to give the consent. Situational consent, when an organ is to be donated in case of brain dead, when a postmortem has to be conducted in case of MLC. Dharma, either a patient or their relative has signed in a prescribed form and patient has been relieved from the hospital, mentioning the risk of going against medical advice, is a Dharma consent. For the following do not suit in the legal ideal feature of the medical consent. It should be given by individual with sound mind. It should be forced upon or should not be directive. It should be always in writing, consent in the language in which the patient understands. It should be given voluntary and after understanding the pros and cons of the surgical procedure. This is one example of a consent form. It should also be borne in mind that merely signing the consent form does not exclude doctor's responsibility if he is negligent in carrying the duties. In these circumstances, Maharashtra State Commission observed that signing of the consent does not exclude doctor's responsibility if he is negligent in carrying out his duties. It should also be borne in mind that merely signing the consent form does not exclude the doctor of his negligent duties, but it is also the doctor's responsibility to take it further. The right to refusal consent. A competent other has the right to refuse the treatment if others, including medical practitioners, believe that refusal is neither nor reasonable. In a case where a lady was seriously injured in a road traffic accident, was taken to the hospital where the defendant treated. As her condition worsened, she lapsed and into unconsciousness. The need to treat her as an emergency arose. It became necessary to give her blood transfusion. The witness card was found among her belongings. The card, which translated read as with a firm religious conviction, I request that no blood products be administered to me under any circumstances. I fully realize the implication of the position but have absolutely decided to obey the Bible command. The defendant doctor was made aware of both card and its content. The patient condition deteriorated. He decided to administer blood. The patient daughter, on arrival at the hospital, confirmed the mother's wish not to be given blood transfusion and actually signed a consent to the treatment and release of the liability. Despite of this, defendant continued to administer the blood. The court held the defendant was liable to trespass and the instruction imposed on the valid restriction on emergency treatment that could be provided and pre-occluded blood transfusion. This case precisely and accurately represents the position in English law that may be unauthorized touching or is technically a battery or civil claim to be maintained even if there is no evidence of damage to plaintiff. It may seem harsh to conclude that defendant is legally liable in damages when only thing that he is guilty of is trying and must be respected if autonomy has to be has any meaning. Advance of directives, also known as living wills, consent which are given with person alive. Sometimes the patient elect to express their wish of concerning their future treatment of the condition that has not yet arise and condition current condition that may deteriorate in future. There may be competent patient with intention that they will remain effective if the patient becomes incompetent. There is no directive law regarding such advanced directives. In our country, there is no law regarding advanced directive. A refusal of treat to patient can be acceptable if this possesses an additional risk to the patient and colleagues was available to take over the patient's case. Can consent be done away? A consent can be done away if there is a medical emergency. There is no advance directive and refusal to the treatment. The most sacred duty of the medical practitioner is to save the life of the patient. The patient needs urgent or immediate surgery and waiting for the consent may prove fatal for the patient. The view has to be taken by our Indian courts also. One of the case, such case is Gujarat State Commission, where the complainant lady had son and daughter, both minors, contacted the doctor while she was carrying 30 weeks pregnancy. She was advised for an MTP and the consent is taken in writing. After the operation, the husband of the complainant was informed that uterus was removed. The complainant filed a case alleging that no consent of the removal of uterus was obtained, either from the patient and from the husband. It was found imminent the gynecologist had participated in order to save the life of the patient. They were all unanimous for the removal of the uterus as there is continuous bleeding and condition of the patient was deteriorating. Thus, no negligence regarding removal of uterus was found on the part of doctor as his attempt to remove the uterus of the patient was in wider aspect to save the patient. Consent of the maternity patients. Consent to obstetric procedure should be discussed during the antenatal period. If the medical practitioner finds the wishes of the pregnant woman are unusual, this should be noted carefully in antenatal record. For example, in the cases of placenta previa, usually along with the consent of LCS, also the consent of hysterectomy is also taken as a risk of surgery involved during underlying pathology. It is necessary because the practitioner who discuss the matter with the lady may not be on duty when the lady is admitted in the labor. If the pregnant woman insists of restrictions that were unsafe in the view of doctor attending her, the woman places such restrictions which may sound the doctor is reluctant to accept it. Frankly, to say the patient, if possible, if referred to a colleague or further, I advise a second opinion. If no immediate necessary is for the operation is taken, consent should be obtained. A similar case where a 29-year-old female with 4 children, her religious belief precluded sterilization and conception. She was admitted to the hospital for minor operation on her womb. Without her consent and the knowledge, surgeon decided to sterilize her because they fear if becoming pregnant again, her womb would rupture. Although acting in the patient's interest, there was no immediate urgency to perform the operation without permission. The defendant were then admitted to liability and damages were tuned to £4,000 were awarded. Similarly, where a patient had a fallopian tubes to be removed during cesarean operation, he was concerned about consequences of second pregnancy. No consent for it had been opted and it was held that no immediate danger and therefore liability existed. But in another Canadian cases, the patient's decreased testicle were removed in course of operation for hernia. It was observed there was no liability and it was not an emergency. While it is not legally necessary, it is good medical practice to consult with the relatives of the patient in patient's best interest. And once that this has been established, then the doctor can continue to give treatment in good faith. Consultation, consent, and clinical confidence will never put doctor in the tossed lessons. Confidentiality. Privacy and confidentiality are cornerstone of doctor-patient relationship. Patient must feel comfortable disclosing all relevant information, most of which is high sensitive in nature. With this information, doctors can provide proper diagnosis and treatment. Information of the medical records is always confidential. Medical privacy encourages patients to seek information and support, fully understand, evaluate the options. Authorized staff are those hospital staff that are involved into patient care, doctors, paramedics, supporting medical staff, such as staff that have permission to access the medical records of the patient. The disclosure of personal health information, which contains several personal health matters of the patients, are to be maintained as a confidential, and the disclosure may lead to embarrassing and stigmatizing discriminatory situations. So medical record of the personal document of the patient, and therefore medical record is considered as a personal document, and access to this record must be permitted only after presenting proof of the authority. Privacy violations in healthcare mainly occur as the result of human error. Disclosure of the person's health information to the third parties without consent, inadequate notification to the patient on the data breach, unlimited or unnecessary collection of personal data, purpose of collecting data is not specified, refusal to provide medical records upon request by a client, provision of personal health to public health and research and commercial uses without identification of the data, and improper security standards. This is registration. Certain situations where disclosure of personal information is permissible, where disease registration or registration of notifiable disease like plague or COVID are been taken. Communicable diseases such as communicable disease investigations like investigation of cholera during rainy season, drug advisory event reporting like clinical trials, untoward reactions toward vitamin, shared confidential during referral to another doctor, events of death, birth, fetal death, and civil authorities. When required by administration of justice, specific provisions of malpractice such as cases of medical negligence, doctor prescribing costly medicines, hidden theft, workmen compensations, consumer protection cases like medical negligence done by medical practitioners, for income tax authorities like financial audit done for the corporate hospitals, medical research like vaccination studies, and by court, where the hospital is obliged to produce patient's information in response to the court order. Legalization. The enactment of Persons with Disabilities Act to empower the promote equality and participation of a person with disabilities to give social justice on medical ground. Prenatal diagnostic tests act as a scrub female feticide and correction sex ratios in India. Medical Council of India and Code of Ethics Regulation set the provisions or the professional standards on medical practice specialty, preventing non-indicated use of costly medicine in order to favor the pharmacy industry by certain doctors to curb the cut practices prevalent in medical profession. Health legislation in India specific to certain health conditions, including mental, physical illness, disability, communicable diseases, broadly speaking about HIV and AIDS. Medical Council of India Code of Ethics Regulations, which was formulated in 2002, sets the professional standards for medical practice. Thus, now known as National Medical Council, is the highest regulatory body controlling the unethical practice in field of medicines and at the same time maintaining the standard and quality for the medical education. Physicians are obliged to protect confidentiality of the patient, including their personal domestic life, unless the law requires their reservations.